The Lord be with you. I'm the Reverend Lindsay Borden, and I welcome you to Second Presbyterian Church's virtual worship podcast for Sunday, April 5th, Palm Passion Sunday. And I am grateful to have two additional readers joining me today, Elder Elaine Song. Hi, Elaine.
Hello.
It's great to have you with us. And Deacon Susan Gordon Clark. Hi, Susan.
Hello, everybody.
There are three posts for the podcast for this Sunday. This first post features the reading of the story of the palms, although we don't actually hear that word in this version of the story. Post two will be a few words from me to prepare us for the hearing of the Passion. And then the third post is the Passion narrative itself. And I hope you'll listen to all three in order, and perhaps begin by watching the music video of What Wondrous Love and end your time of worship with the video of Were You There? But in whatever order, whenever, wherever you listen in, we're glad you're here. And let's begin with prayer. Let us pray. Ah, eternal God, quiet within us all mortal voices, that through the story of the Passion and by the power of your Holy Spirit, we may have the same mind that was in Christ Jesus, in whose name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Matthew's gospel bases its story of Jesus' victorious entry on the words of the prophet Zechariah. Matthew describes the event as the deliberate attempt by Jesus to reveal himself as the peaceful Messiah. Though Jesus had no intention of being king, his disciples and others upset that plan a bit by throwing their garments and branches before him, just like they would do for the kings of the Hebrew scriptures. Hear now the beginning of the story of the Passion of our Lord from Matthew chapter 21, verses 1 through 11.
When they had come near Jerusalem and had reached Bethphage, at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them,
"Go into the village ahead of you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me.
If anyone says anything to you, just say this, 'The Lord needs them,' and he will send them immediately."
This took place to fulfill what had been spoken through the prophet, saying,
"Tell the daughter of Zion, look, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey, and on a colt, the foal of a donkey."
The disciples went in and did as Jesus had directed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and put their cloaks on them, and he sat on them.
A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and that followed were shouting,
"Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest heaven!"
When he entered Jerusalem, the whole city was in turmoil, asking, "Who is this?"
The crowds were saying,
"This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth in Galilee."
So ends the first reading, the story of Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem.